Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what today is?
I do. It's late on Sunday.
It is. We're late for Sacrilegious Book Club.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Guys.
Well, we had things going on, so I'm not that sorry.
Birthday party.
Yeah, we had to do our thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the podcast comes not first.
Opposite of first.
Yeah.
But not last.
Not last. Definitely
far
not last.
From last.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want to give us an intro to what we're doing today?
Yeah. We are still covering A Treasury of Jewish Folklore, subtitled Stories, Traditions, Legends, Humor, Wisdom, and Folk Songs of the Jewish People, edited by Nathan Osubel.
Okay.
We are still in the second section, which is heroes, and we are in the subsection wise men. We have covered wise and learned men, and we are currently in parables.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get in here and start going over this stuff.
All right.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So before we hop into our book, we should do a little bit of house cleaning.
Yeah.
And just wanted to mention that we are going to be doing our Sunday episode a little bit differently after today.
Yeah.
We had been doing Sacrilegious Book Club every Sunday.
Yep. Yep.
And what we are going to start doing is we're still covering the same book,
yep,
but we're going to do it every other week.
Yeah.
And then on the bye week, we're going to actually schedule in our Patreon episode.
Right. This is more because we've been neglecting our Patreon episodes that we're supposed to be doing bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to kind of schedule it in.
We just need it to be less loosey-goosey in order to actually follow through on what we promised we're going to do.
Yeah. So it's our failing, mm-hmm, but we will still be doing all the things.
Just, yes. All the things.
Differently.
All the somewhat things. The same but different.
The same but different. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we ready to go ahead and start reading then?
We are ready to go ahead and start reading then.
Let's do that.
Okay. So there were only a couple more parables left of this section. And of those couple, there's only, like, two. So when I say...
Oh, so there's literally two, couple.
No, there's actually, like, five or six parables left, of which only two.
Oh.
Yeah, I meant couple few, not couple two.
Oh, okay.
So there's a few left.
Got it.
Of which I only even vaguely liked two. And they're not my favorites. I just kind of picked them just to...
What a sell. Well, stay tuned. We're going to do some really fucking boring shit.
No, that's not what I'm saying. They're just, I liked some of the other ones we've read better, but I didn't want to be like, oh, remember how we didn't finish parables? JK, we're done. Oh. I didn't like any others.
Okay. All
so right. Here's like the anticlimactic finish to parables before we get into the next little subsection.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one is on page 63. And it is entitled, The Man and the Angel of Death.
Like, okay.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
A man was carrying a heavy load of wood on his shoulders. When he grew weary, he let the bundle down and cried bitterly, Oh, Death, come and take me.
My God, that's pretty strong reaction to carrying wood.
He's like, I'm ready to die.
Yeah.
Immediately, the Angel of Death appeared and asked, Why do you call me? Frightened, the man answered, Please help me place the load back on my shoulders. I thought that was pretty cute.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. He's like, JK, JK, JK.
Right, yeah.
All right. So the next one is on page 63. Wait, is that correct?
I thought you just said 63.
That was 63. No, I'm sorry. The next one is on page 68.
Okay.
All sorry. Right. I just didn't want to, like, flip through a lot of pages here, so I wrote them down, but I did bad.
Got it.
And, you know what? That was the only parable I wanted to read.
Oh, that was the only parable?
Yeah, my bad.
So we went from a few to a couple to one.
One.
Got
just
it.
Just one. Yep. So now on page 68, we're starting with the ancient art of reasoning.
Okay, but maybe we should stop, badgering the Bible about not being able to count.
Shut up. You are rude.
Yeah.
Okay. So on page 68, the ancient art of reasoning. And there's just like this tiny introduction.
Okay.
And I just took one little quote from it. The ancient art of reasoning. Blah, 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 blah. I keep wanting to say raisins and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry. The Talmudic art of reasoning is frequently applied in humorous tales and anecdotes.
Okay.
That was the best sentence.
That's the best. That's the gem for that whole thing. Mm-hmm, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got it. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, they're not that humorous, if I'm being honest.
Right, right.
Like I said, I've read better.
Sure, sure. Okay,
so the first one is called, still on page 68, Always Two Possibilities. I thought this one was actually kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And this is not an older, like, Bible times one. This is a little bit more recent, but it is very indicative of the Jewish situation.
Okay.
So that's why I thought I would allow it, even though you were wanting to stick to older ones.
Got it.
Basically, fuck off, because I'm the one reading this book. So
that was directed at me, guys.
Yeah, not you. Yeah. The fuck off husband.
Yeah.
Not listeners.
Right.
Yes. War was on the horizon. Two students were discussing the situation. Ugh, I hope I'm not called, said one. I'm not the type for war. I have the courage of the spirit, but nevertheless, I shrink from it.
Hmm. Okay.
But what is there to be frightened about, asked the other. Let's analyze it. After all, there are two possibilities. And that's the name of this one. Sorry. Okay. Always two possibilities.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Either war will break out or it won't. If it doesn't, there's no cause for alarm. If it does, there are two possibilities. Either they take you or they don't. If they don't, worry and alarm is needless. And even if they do, there are two possibilities. Either you're given combat duty or non-combat duty. If non-combat, what is there to be worried about? And if combat duty, there are two possibilities. You'll be wounded or you won't be wounded. Now, if you're not wounded, you forget your fears.
Yeah.
But even if you are wounded, there are two possibilities. Either you're wounded gravely or you're wounded slightly.
Right.
If you're wounded slightly, your fear is nonsensical.
Right.
And if you're wounded gravely, there are still two possibilities.
Still two, yeah.
Either you succumb and die, or you don't succumb and you live.
Very true.
If you don't die, things are fine.
Yeah.
And there's no cause for alarm.
I mean, unless you're crippled for life. And
even at that, but you could, the other choices, you could have died.
Yeah, sure.
So, and that's the point of this whole thing as we keep going.
Okay.
And even if you do die, there are two possibilities. Either you will be buried in a Jewish cemetery or you won't be. Yeah. Now, if you are buried in a Jewish cemetery, what is there to worry about? And even if you are not, but why be afraid? There may not be any war at all. I thought that was funny, but it is a really interesting way of examining hardship.
Right.
Like, really putting it down in black and white. Like, what are you worried about? What's the worst possible thing that could happen? And what's the alternative?
Right, right.
And, you know, it's kind of along the old adage, don't borrow trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that, actually.
Yeah.
So, the next one is on page 73, and it is called A Remedy for Ugliness.
Okay.
This one hurt my feelings. A Talmudic student was engaged to a very ugly girl.
Oh, man.
His father had forced the match upon him. Mm. He, therefore, took the matter very much to heart and went to talk it over with the rabbi. Really, rabbi, he complained. She's so ugly and she'll make me miserable if I marry her.
Wow.
My son, use your head, rebuked the rabbi with impatience. Now let's examine the problem at issue.
Okay.
All right, she's ugly. So what? Just answer me. When you're in the house of study all day, will you look at her? No. When you come home for meals, will you look at her while you eat? No. When you go to bed at night, will you look at her in the dark? No. Furthermore, when you are asleep, will you look at her? No. Finally, in your leisure time, will you want to look at her? No, you'll go out for a walk. So I ask, what's all your excitement about? When will you even look at her?
What the hell? That's such a crap.
Right. I mean, his basically he's saying you don't have a choice on the matter. You have to marry her. You might as well fucking deal with it.
I guess.
Get over it.
My God.
And just, you know, if that's the only thing that is wrong, not that, you know, she's stupid or not that she's a bitch. You know?
Right, right.
Like, if you are in a situation where you feel that you are forced into this marriage, it's obligatory, then duh, you know, her being ugly is not anything you can do anything about.
Very true. Very true.
So I liked it, but it still hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no, I don't, I don't know. I didn't like that. I think that's just, I mean, okay, I don't like forced marriage to begin with.
Right.
And then to just have a whole thing about somebody being ugly enough that you can't even, I just didn't like it.
I mean,
it makes me uncomfortable, you know?
It was kind of ridiculous in that, like, just never look at her. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but, like, that poor woman.
Right?
You know? Like, wow. Like, that is shit.
Don't, let's not even look at it from her perspective.
Right,
maybe she
right.
thinks you're fucking ugly, too.
Well, and that's part of what we don't like about the Bible. It's very misogynistic and, like,
right.
you know, women are basically property type things. So
yeah.
that story, in that sense,
mm-hmm.
really doesn't strike me well. So.
Yeah. Well, this is the last one that I took from this, and it's also about ugly people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I chose it, because ugly ones back to back, I thought bring us something to say.
Yeah.
So this one's called Why Scholars Have Homely Wives on page 75.
What the fuck?
An inquisitive young Talmudist asked his rabbi, why is it that most pious men and scholars marry homely wives? Is that just their reward?
What?
Is that their just reward? Is
okay.
that Yeah, I read All that right. wrong.
Yeah.
Is that, like, do they deserve that? Even, you know, they're smart. They study hard. And their reward is that they get ugly, homely wives?
Okay.
Ugh. Let me tell you a story, answered the rabbi. A rich man once invited some strangers to dinner. Unluckily, the cook burned the greater part of the roast, so the hostess, out of courtesy, had the good portion served to the guests. The members of the family were given the burned parts to eat. Now, my son, this also holds true with regard to the women apportioned to pious scholars. The Almighty, in his wisdom, created good-looking, amiable girls, as well as homely, shrewish girls. The pretty ones, out of courtesy, he allots to the strangers, the libertines. The homely ones he reserves for the pious scholars who are, after all, members of his own family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just... I don't even know what to say. Like, that's...
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, it's because God loves you that your spouse is ugly.
Oh, man.
If he didn't love you, he would give you a beautiful spouse.
Maybe they end up with the, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to comment on that. It's so wrong.
It's so terrible.
It's so bad.
It is really bad. Yeah.
And besides, everybody, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, like, that's just such bullshit.
It's not just in the eye of the beholder, but you could think someone's okay or even somewhat ugly, but the more that you get to know them, the more beautiful they become through you being used to them and you learning to like their personality.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I totally agree with that.
I mean, I don't know. There's some really hot people that are just complete assholes. And,
right.
you know, like, I will always find them ugly inside. And that, yeah, I know that is always like, yeah, ugly people say that. But you know what? I've known some pretty people that say that too.
Right.
My best friend is gorgeous. And I'm not just saying that because, like, I love her with all my heart. Like, she is my opposite in every way. Like, where I am short, squat, and medium, she is tall, thin, and gorgeous. And, you know, she feels the same way, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And it's also something that, you know, it's only skin deep.
Well, you're beautiful to me.
I know. And I appreciate that. And you were among the top three hottest boys at Borders.
Top three.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well, there were some hot guys at Borders. And it wasn't just my vote. All the people who worked there agreed. Like, there was a poll that went around. There were some hot people there. And my husband was in the top three. And that was when we were just friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know.
Yep. Yep.
You've grown in estimation. You're not
right.
just you're not just among the top three hottest boys at Borders.
Right.
Now you're the hottest.
Right.
In my heart.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
All right. So I think that was all we had to cover today.
That was all we had to cover today.
All right.
And fuck off with all that anyways.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that was a bunch of bullshit. All right, guys. That was our book club for today, and I'll be doing the weekly replay here in just a few minutes after I'm done with this, mm-hmm. and hopefully getting it out on today as well. And then we'll be back tomorrow with...
Second Chronicles chapter 11?
Yes, that is correct.
And then next weekend, we won't be doing book club, we'll be doing a Patreon.
Correct. So it's a couple weeks before we get to the next one, and sorry, not sorry.
Right.
I mean, we for our own sanity here, we have to, like, we get to the weekend and we're like, oh my God, we have like 19 million fucking podcasts to record.
Yeah.
So we had to just kind of...
We had to figure out what we're doing. And we had really been neglecting the Patreon.
We have.
Because it's not specifically scheduled. It's as we can fit it in.
Yeah, and we're always like, we'll get to that sometime. And then it ends up being like a month and a half. And we're like, every single time we do a Patreon episode, we're like, sorry, guys. Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So we're kind of sick of doing that. And we want to make it a regular thing. Because honestly, patrons out there, you guys... help us out so much, and you're amazing. You guys are great fans. I mean,
we felt like we're giving you short shrift here.
Yeah, and yeah. No, we're
trying to amend that.
Definitely. So it just feels like we're, you know, when we have our Patreon episodes, we're talking to some of our most interactive fans. Like they reach out to us on there. They talk to us on Patreon. They let us know what they think of things. I mean, I can't. You guys are really appreciated. So
yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
Yes.
And anyway, enough gushing about our patrons.
I know, right?
But we're going to go.
We love you guys.
We do.
It's the truth.
Yeah. So, but we're going to sign off here for now, and mm-hmm. we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye. Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep, we have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.